Good morning, and thanks for tuning in to your community radio station, KRBD Ketchikan. I'm Maria Dudzak, and coming up is a fundraising event for the First City Council on Cancer. And joining us this morning, we have Marianne Lindemann, and coming in the door is James Montgomery, that are here to tell us about the organization as well as this fundraiser. Good morning, and thanks so much for being here.
Thank you.
And maybe start off, and I don't know which one of you would like to do that, but start off and explain what First City Council on Cancer is and does.
Well, First City Council on Cancer is an organization that's been in Ketchikan for over 20 years. And what we do is help cancer patients. And through fundraising, and we've probably put over $2 million into this community over the past 20 years, and the only requirement you need is to have a diagnosis of cancer, nothing else, and you qualify for the funds.
And what type of funds do people get? Is it a certain amount available?
We have a yearly scholarship, depending on, of course, how much money we have, and the first scholarship is $2,000. Which most people spend going to Seattle to see the oncologist. And then thereafter, we will give other scholarships every 6 months for 3 years, and depending on our funding and the need.
Do you find the people, or do the people find you?
Most of the time, the people find us. And when this organization first started, there was a lot of medical people involved, and the doctor's offices and places around town, we had application, and we've also kept a notice in the newspaper so people will know this is available, and most of the time they find us.
Is this an all-volunteer organization?
All volunteer. No paid people, all volunteer.
Okay. And James Montgomery, welcome to you here. What is your involvement with the organization?
Good morning. Thank you. Well, I myself am a cancer survivor. Also, I had leukemia, was diagnosed with leukemia about 8 years ago, and I'm in complete remission now. And when I moved to Ketchikan, found this amazing organization. So what I have done is brought my expertise in fundraising. And so we're doing this this amazing charity event. And it's a play on words, and it's a chair, C-H-A-I-R, a day event. So what we're doing is raising, having this fundraiser, and we are collecting chairs which have been painted and brought together, and they're artists which are been collected all over Ketchikan, and some of them are very unique and very fun. For example, Remax has found this amazing, not used, it's a brand new commode that they have painted and turned into a planter, which will, of course, will go outside because they are flushing out cancer, and they have decorated it out, and that's one of the chairs that will be available at the auction for sale. And we're collecting at this auction, of course, which will, the funds will all go to the Cancer Society group here, the First City Council. And that's what we're doing. And so I'm helping put together this event, and collecting chairs and collecting from the different artists. And we did this, I was involved with this about 14 years ago in Gainesville, Florida. And we pulled one of these together, and it is so much fun because we get doll chairs for doll houses, and we get big chairs, and we have this amazing chair that's coming from a group of guys in Vigor, which of course is also going to be an outside chair because it's going to be kind of a little too big to go inside the house. But chairs from artists that are local here in Ketchikan, and the guys from Vigor are doing this really unique chair, and this commode chair from Remax, and real fun and unique things that you'll be able to find at this auction.
So you're looking for chairs and artists?
Both.
And so can someone donate? Maybe they don't have artistic skills or don't have the time. They could donate a plain chair and you can hook it up with an artist?
I'm quite sure that would be arranged.
That is happening now, actually. I have a couple chairs in my home, and Kent Colby, the other day, someone donated 3 chairs to him for someone to paint. And we are still looking for artists to do chairs.
Okay, and if someone is interested in donating a chair or putting forth their skills, what should they do?
Well, my number seems to be most available because I'm retired, 225-6807. And I'm there most of the time, or they can leave a message on my machine, and we will connect them with a chair or make sure they're on the list to go on the auction list for chairs that are already completed. And there are a lot of people that are donating their chairs in memory of a loved one or to honor someone. So, and Remax the other day, they're doing two more chairs that two of their artists are doing. So, and it's just amazing. We have a lot of children that are doing chairs, and the art class at K-High is doing a chair. And the first chair out of the chute was a 12-year-old, Maddie Lundemo, who painted a chair this summer to honor her grandmother, who's a 10-year cancer, battling cancer at this point. But it's been fun, and families are excited. And it's amazing, some of our local artists that we love dearly that have called and are doing a chair.
It sounds like you've got a lot of chairs in the works.
Right now we have 45 chairs.
Wow.
And we would like to have 60. And the auction is September 16th, so we're coming down to the wire. But I love the way people, when it gets down to crunch time, they start painting their chairs.
Okay. Anything else that you wanted to add about the auction or the organization?
Well, all I can say is it's a beautiful charity, and there's those of us on the board that have been on the board for 20 years, and we're all getting old, and and we're looking for young blood to go on the board. And James came forward and is a member of the board, and he is the one that gave us the idea. Last year at our main auction, which is in March, where most of our funds come from, St. Patty's Day auction, James was helping with the food for that auction. And when we were a little bit short this year, he's the one that came up with the idea, what about a chair auction? Well, we'd never heard of it before, and we decided to run with it. So we're walking in new water here. And we're just hoping that it's going to be a success.
Okay, and this event you mentioned is the 16th, is that correct?
16th of September at K-High. The auction starts at 6:30. The peak preview starts at 5:30 with Dr. Carl Ritchie, and his friend's band is going to be playing music. During that time, we'll be serving desserts, coffee, punch, and water, and so we're just hoping that people will turn out for this, what we hope is just going to be a really fun auction.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much for being here.
Thank you.
Marianne Lindemann and James Montgomery from First City Council on Cancer. And we post our morning reports on our website, krbd.org. So later this morning, I will post this interview, and with that include Marianne's contact information if you are interested in donating a chair or your time as an artist to help paint a chair for this auction.